Roger Sasan. How do I pronounce your name?
Oh, no problem, guys. It's Suzanne, and I know it's a little tricky.
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
My whole life, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Is it
yeah.
Suzanne?
Yes.
It's, yeah, like the girl's name, Suzanne, and then you just add an in at the end of it, you know?
Suzanne.
Wow.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'll never mess it up again now that I know.
I'm going to call you RS. Saving this clip.
Yeah. Have that ready the next time Roger's on.
Let's just call him RS.
You could just call me Big Raj. That's
Big, Raj.
Big Raj.
Big Raj. All right. Now our, the news is Big Raj.
We're checking in with Big Raj from Channel 3, who's doing an interesting story
from
this
Big
morning.
Yes.
What are you talking about, Raj?
Yeah, so guys, this morning we are talking about the fact that 550 restaurant owners in Connecticut alone, they had been really pleading with the governor to lift the ban on indoor dining. Right now, indoor dining is prohibited until June 20th. And so these business owners said, look, if you can just move it up to June 10th, that gives us 10 extra days, including an extra weekend. That would be huge for us. But yesterday, the governor basically announced, listen, he understands the pain that these business owners are dealing with, but he is not going to move the date. And his big fear isn't so much what's happening in Connecticut, because as you guys have mentioned this morning, the numbers are going down, which is a really good situation. But he's afraid folks in New York and Massachusetts are going to flock to Connecticut. That's
gotcha.
What he is afraid of, he says.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a good point.
Great
you know,
point. Yeah.
When they started by saying, you know, that they feel sorry for you, you know something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, you know he's not going to say we're going to move the date up. I feel bad. I feel your pain.
I feel bad for you, but.
I feel your pain,
but.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's like when someone says to you, no offense, but.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah it means be offended. Be offended quickly. Yes.
That's right.
Punch
right.
that person.
And, you know, listen, I get it. I mean, look, I am certainly no COVID-19 expert, so, you know, I understand the fears that are out there, but then. You have to understand these restaurant owners, a big part of their point now is they're like, listen, how can we worry about what's going on in other states right now? You know, and some of these folks are like, listen, I'm nowhere near the New York border or I'm nowhere near the Massachusetts border. Yeah. You know, do we really think someone's going to drive from Massachusetts down to Hartford to, you know, if I own a diner that does breakfast and lunch?
Right.
But then the flip side is, look, if we saw a nasty turn with the numbers and we moved up the indoor dining date, certainly – people would be crushing Lamont for that too. So it's a tricky one for sure.
Maybe folks from Connecticut have a password, you know, the Ipswich or something like that.
Oh, like a speakeasy.
Like they walk in, they're like, you know, what's the password?
You got Ipswich. A secret knock.
Right, exactly. Right.
And yeah, a little window opens.
Yes!
Exactly, right.
Driver's license.
Or a secret handshake.
I like Roger figuring it out easy. How about they just show a license?
Nah.
That's too
secret.
Easy.
That's too easy.
Secret knock.
Yes.
Passcode.
Yeah. They wink twice from the left eye.
How about they just show their driver's license? Roger figures things out quickly.
Maybe I should run for governor. No, I'm just kidding.
Go for
Big Raj, 2022. No, that, believe me, that would be about the worst idea. I would definitely get free hair products to everybody in the state, but that would be my platform. But other than that, I think it'd be
you have fantastic hair.
You do
that.
Have the best hair.
Yeah, he's got Hollywood
of
hair.
Of all the reporters out there,
he's got
the
Hollywood
best hair.
Yep, exactly. Yes.
Man. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's funny. It's even on my bio at Channel 3 is that I've been fortunate to win awards for my news, but also for my hair. And that's really... That's a proud legacy.
What's the award you won for your hair?
I'm so glad you asked after I prompted you. It is called the Harry Award. And there is some website, and it doesn't matter how big or small, I will take any award that anybody ever hands me. They rank the best TV news personalities' hair in every state in the country. And I won 2 years in a row, maybe three. I can't remember. I think I was robbed 1 year.
In the entire state of Connecticut?
In the entire state of Connecticut, yes.
Wow, I'm looking. Yeah. I'm Googling.
Dennis House must have went bananas because he's very competitive.
Exactly right.
Well, I was rubbing it in. I think Matt Campbell came in second the year before I arrived. And then the next year, I bumped him off the list completely. So I've been... lording that over him for quite some time.
It's Darren Kramer had great hair for a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him, but...
It's shorter, though.
Yeah,
Rogers
but,
is like...
Yeah, but, you know, Matt
Scott's Rogers hair is like, man, that's its own party up there.
But you got Matt Scott also coming at you. That's,
right.
That's some hair right there,
no,
too.
No, there's a lot of heavy hitters in Connecticut, for sure. But, in my opinion, the guys that have the really short hair, I mean, how can they win? You know, we don't know what would happen if they grew it out. That's what, you know, you got to see a guy with a nice head of lettuce.
Oh, that's right. You have to work on that. If
right.
you have short hair, you get up, a little
and that's
shampoo,
it.
And you're done.
Right.
Do your hair exercises, everything, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I need a hair routine, Roger. You got to help me. I haven't been able to cut my hair.
After this is all over, we're going to have Roger come in the studio and help Phil with his hair.
Nice. Yes.
That is a promise. I cannot wait.
I say braids. Braids.
Roger, Susanna, nice job on Channel 3, and great job on your hair.
Yeah, man.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
And then there's some stuff that... you know, is going viral, and we have a various viral videos for you from the protest. Here's one of a woman being arrested this week because of her dancing in a rhythmic way. She told a police officer, "You're about to lose your job."
Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. And you're telling me for nothing. And you about to lose your job. You ain't even got no job. You about to lose your job.
You're not going to lose your job. You already lost it.
You about to lose your job. Is it worth you losing your job? Because you about to.
Somebody remix that.
Exactly what you're about to hear.
Yep. Somebody beat me to it.
Oh, it happens that quickly now.
Yes.
Wow.
You think it, it's there.
Right. Chop, right. Chop.
In fact, that was live, and now we go to the...
Right, right.
Okay. Let's Here's take credit the for remix. It.
Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job, because you are detaining me for nothing. And you're telling me for nothing. And you about to lose your job. Is this what you're
doing? So into it. I love it.
Because you ain't got no reason.
Wow, that's talent.
That's fantastic. Yep.
I'm going to just walk around all day. You're about to lose your job.
On a Friday, don't do it around here.
If the boss starts humming it, you're about to lose it. I'm going to.
Yeah. We don't want Keith or Kristen walking around the halls singing that song.
I'll be singing, I am going to my car. I am going to my car.
I never heard anyone say the word job so angrily.
Job.
Yeah.
Yo, job.
Yo, job.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love her, though, because think about it. Imagine if you could just sing during the worst situations.
Exactly.
Like, I'm
right.
being arrested.
Right.
You about to lose your job.
Right. You about to lose your job.
I think
job.
You should just all break out into song randomly.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I ate something that was wrong. I ate something that was wrong. I'm about to go in there.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Yeah.
Don't you, have a cavity that you're not going to get fixed?
I won't do it. So I am
not gonna
terrified of medical procedures to begin with.
And that's definitely a good start right there.
This COVID thing, you know.
Cavities don't get worse or anything.
No.
I have never had a cavity in my life.
Welcome
I've
to
never
you're young.
Missed a cleaning.
Welcome to adulthood.
And this was the first cleaning I missed because of coronavirus.
And you look like you have the teeth of a hygienist.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you look, they're perfect.
Thank you very much.
They're white. They're very clean.
Right. It's probably dangerous.
You look like you work at a dental office.
Thank you. I never floss.
Dental.
Oh, that's how you get cavities.
Oh, dental. I thought you said mental.
Can you get floss in between those things? They're so closely pushed together.
Seriously, yeah.
No, I am convinced that because I missed this one cleaning in my entire life that I now have a cavity and it won't go.
It's not the lifetime of not flossing.
Yeah.
It's this one cleaning that
one cleaning.
Missed.
Yeah.
For years, they've been telling me I need my wisdom teeth out and I will not do it. I won't do it.
See the way you act, I thought you did.
That's not funny. Don't laugh.
That was very good. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
AJ was like 1 for 20 before that. That
he
was
had
so,
that ready.
That was a grand
lightning
slam.
Fast, and it's still flying out of the park into the parking
Hasn't
lot.
Hasn't landed yet.
Wow.
I'm terrified I won't do it. There's pain. There's Novocaine. Then you talk like this because your mouth is numb.
That's the fun part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You try to drink water in the car.
Yeah. It cools down your shirt. Everybody asks you questions like, blah, 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 blah. You become like Stallone for a moment.
Hey,
yeah,
you should have face. I can't feel it.
You should have it done in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nope, nope.
I like them. We can tilt the chair back.
I'm not getting it done at all.
We can have them floss your teeth. We can see what comes out of there.
Look. We'll do
guess.
It.
Yeah.
Ashley, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
Yeah. AJ will squirt some hand sanitizer in your mouth.
Right.
Exactly. I got this pen.
No. Chess. Power washer. Power washer.
Right.
Okay, so you're not going?
No, I won't.
All right.
Mm. Nope.
Not good.
It's fine. I've convinced myself that it's fine.
Yep. I got a text from Dr. Crapel.
Oh, our buddy.
And it's not a text from him. It's one of those automatic like office thingies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got an appointment coming up?
It's like, no, he's like, hey, you're way behind on the cleaning because it got canceled somewhere in the beginning of all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he says, yeah, the text is, you're way past your cleaning schedule for an appointment.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, I can floss with twine on my
not ready. I'll shake hands and hang out with Vinny without a mask, but I just don't want tools in my mouth.
Yep.
I'm not ready. Hands.
Dental tools, yeah.
To go to a restaurant
thank you.
Yet.
Yeah. No, it didn't sound right. Bad sound bite.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in pain?
It comes and it goes, but I've convinced myself that it's just fine.
So what do you do when it comes?
You have an exposed nerve then.
10 Advils?
No, nothing.
You'll have to have a nervectomy.
Do you have, like, temperature sensitivity?
No.
Drink something hot
hasn't gotten to that point yet.
Her whole body does.
I don't know what, I mean, I'm assuming it's a cavity. I've never had a cavity, and so I've never had this pain.
It's 50 degrees. She walks in all bundled up.
AJ never goes to the dentist. He must have a garden of cavities in there.
Oh man, I can floss with twine.
Last time he went, they're like, "We're just going to pull this tooth."
AJ. Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I got the teeth of Duck Dynasty.
They're not that bad. But I'm surprised that
I want veneers.
You're not a big cleaner.
You know how you no? I brush
you
my
want veneers.
I brush my teeth very, very well. Very well.
Do you floss?
Yes, on occasion. Like when I have like ribs or something like that or chicken wings. Yeah. Other than that, no.
But it's not scary, AJ, going to the dentist just for a cleaning. You get the buzzy toothpaste. Zzz, 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 zzz.
The buzzy toothpaste.
Yeah, what? That tool with that the circle, the brush part. You know, they put it in the toothpaste and they go. Zzz, zzz, zzz.
You actually go to a dentist, right? Just double checking here.
That was Jiffy Lube. I know what she's talking about,
right.
But it.
I want to keep hearing her try to explain it because.
What other instruments do they
have? She's got nothing. She's got spinny thing and buzzy.
I take back the hygienist thing.
Right.
You would not be a hygienist.
Right. Is there clown pains in the wall of your place?
Okay, we just cleaned your teeth. Now we're going to go clean your teeth with this brush.
Right. Welcome to Jiffy Lube.
I'm not scared of cleanings because they don't, you know, hurt you with needles. It's the other stuff.
No, but cleanings, man, they work it sometime. Like, your gums like bloody by the time they're done.
Well, when you go there once every 15 years, yeah, it's going to hurt.
The plaque builds up, man. They got to get rid of it.
I hate that circular saw they have.
The jackhammer?
Exactly. Right, and that belt sander's a bitch. Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
Woo! It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Anti-flosser gets cavity, believes it's due to one missed cleaning.
That sounds a little familiar. Wait a second.
Who is this person?
Dibba-dibba-doo-doo-doo.
The person with wisdom teeth.
More on that, Tracy in Fairfield. Tracy?
Hi, good morning. Ashley, you have got to go to the dentist. It is not going to be that bad.
Are you in the dental field by chance?
I actually was. I used to be a dental assistant for years.
Okay.
I'm not doing it anymore. But, I mean, a cavity is no big deal. It'll be over quick. But if you do not get that taken care of, in just 6 months, you will need a root canal and a crown.
You're scaring me.
Well, she likes crowns the least.
You should be scared.
Can she have a tiara instead?
You should be scared.
She wants a tiara instead.
You should be scared.
You should be scared. Be very afraid.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Where's the cavity?
You're talking major pain, multiple visits, and thousands of dollars.
Major pain. That sounds like a good character name.
But
major pain,
yes.
I think I'm
going to
call Jennifer that. Major pain.
Major pain, right.
Full name in the ass.
Right.
It's,
but I just want to eat my peeps for breakfast.
I do that.
You eat a lot of sugar.
It's bottom left molar.
Bottom left molar.
Right. Yeah.
So,
right. Bottom right.
Bottom right molar.
Your right or our right?
Left if you're looking at her.
Right, your other right, yes.
Yes. My right.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Just draw on a pen on your cheek.
I'm sure the doctor will find himself.
You know, it'd be funny. Like, she might get the wrong tooth drilled. Oh, right. Did I say
right?
Left, I meant right.
I meant left. I meant left. I meant left.
All right, so right now you think it's just a quick drill, a quick fill, and done.
She'll be in and out of there. And I know you're worried about COVID, too, but yeah. My husband just went to the dentist yesterday for a cleaning, and he was nervous. But, I mean, they could not have been more careful. He was surprised with everything they were doing.
Well, we'll know
they
in 2 weeks,
so...
won't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about my missed cleaning, though? Do I schedule my missed cleaning and then the cavity, or do I just go in just for the cavity and then do my cleaning
do
later?
Both.
Tell
yeah, them do both. You
got... At the same time?
Yeah, you can do both. You do a filling and that, yeah.
Go in for the cavity, see how comfortable you feel with everything they're doing, because you absolutely need to take care of that.
Oh, that's good.
And then schedule your cleaning if you're comfortable.
That's smart.
You've got to lead by telling them that you have pain in your mouth.
It's only sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only little.
I like that plan. Get that done first.
Yes.
And see how you feel.
Is it a cavity if it's only intermittent pain?
Could be.
That's not good if it's intermittent pain. That means it's affecting the root.
Yeah, something's happening there. The word pain means something's happening.
You know, Ashley, if you lose your teeth.
You are about to lose your tooth. You are about to lose your tooth. Get this thing. You are about to lose your tooth. You are about to lose your tooth.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm terrified.
The dentist
I'm terrified.
Work force that if you ignore your teeth, they will go away.
I've taken very good care of them.
Yes. They
like
will
a
go
relationship.
Away. They will go away like chiclets.
You know your girl? She'll go away.
And her else now, because we're talking about it.
Or just do meth.
We've hung around long enough. She takes and she takes and she never gives anything back.
You are about to lose your man. Get this thing. You are about to lose your man.
All right, Tracy, thank you.
It'll be okay, Ashley. Go for it.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, feel better.
Thank you.
She's not going to do it. I can already tell. She's not doing it.
Nah. She's thinking about it now. I could tell by her face. She's like, damn it.
Nope.
I wish I didn't hear that call.
She's going to take a piece of marshmallow peep and stuff it in that hole.
Can't they just come to my house so I don't have to leave Darby?
Can they?
So you doing good?
Yeah.
Are you sure you wasn't either there?
I can't tell you how many people feel the same way. They had colonoscopy scheduled or something else scheduled.
No.
Or this scheduled or that scheduled.
Right.
And they're thinking, I don't want to go.
Right.
I don't think I want to go. I don't think I want to go. Let me hear you now.
Look at me. Look at me.
AJ's right, though. Colonoscopy, dentist, two different set of tools.
Yes. Right.
And different cavity.
And a bigger cavity. A bigger cavity, yes.
Right. I'm never doing that.
Same smell,
forget
though.
That. Forget
same smell,
that.
Though. Yeah,
right. Oh, there's no.
You have
no
to.
Way.
You have to.
I hate medic guys.
Guys.
I hate medical procedures. I hate them.
And good luck with that.
You know what? You were saying how impressed you are with Kristen. Yesterday,
never would
really.
Be the thing she would say.
Never.
Never.
Guys.
I have a hole in my tooth.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We're doing winner and loser of the week. You can call in whichever one or both. 1-877-764-2535. Chuck Nice.
Hey, guys. What's happening? Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
He's a nice guy.
You might remember Chuck from...
I was enjoying listening to a little Aerosmith. I love Aerosmith. And not necessarily because of their music, but because they give me hope. Because maybe after years of drinking and drug use, I, too, can become a very successful entertainer.
See, yeah, look at that. See that?
Yeah, I'm joking, by the way. That's a joke.
You were very, you know, I mean, I said were, but like New York radio, very successful.
Very successful.
Mm-hmm. And now you're very successful in the comedy world.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I was, you know, the funny thing was I was still doing comedy back then. I just wasn't successful.
Right. Well, you know, you got to crawl before you walk.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
How's it going?
Good. Okay. Now, some folks might think we're having you on today because you're an African-American comedian and protests are going on and whatnot. But we had you on.
Yeah, by some folks, I thought you meant me. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, no, we had you on the schedule for a couple
for
weeks.
For a while,
I've been on the schedule for a couple weeks now, but it's just... of course, I had to go and start all of this so that we would have something to talk about.
See? There you go.
Well, nice job.
Yep.
Nice.
You're good
job.
Ha, I got it. Nice job. Ha, I got it.
On a serious note, what do you think of all this?
Listen, this has been a long time coming. It's a heavily nuanced conversation that we have to have nationally. You know, the abuse of black communities throughout the nation by the police have been an ongoing problem since, I would say, post-antebellum America. And it has been largely ignored because it has been something that has been isolated to the black communities. But I will tell you just anecdotally, as a child growing up in a middle class to upper middle class neighborhood where you look different,
right?
In outside of Philadelphia,
okay.
I had to be taught and trained how to deal with the police. And so, you know, and that's very foreign as a concept for many white people in America to think about sitting down with your children, especially your son, and saying, look, when you encounter the police, it is very possible and more than likely that they are looking for trouble from you. They're looking for a reason. And so here is what you must do. Now, if you're white and you've had that conversation with your son, then you know exactly what this is all about. And if you haven't, then you might need to do a little bit more research on the history of policing black people in America. So with respect to the protest, I am all for it. With respect to the violence, I am never for violence in any way, shape, or form. I think that's a red herring. Nobody has to say I'm against violence.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Really, who has to take that stand, that brave, bold stand that they are against violence?
Have you been, Chuck, have you been going through...
Two separate issues. But the violence that's happening and the protests that are happening are two separate things, and the police brutality that is happening at the protest is really just a depiction of how bad the problem is. It's like you accuse me of cheating on my wife and I bring my girlfriend to the trial. That's what police are doing right now. You're being accused of brutality and you're brutalizing people at a protest in plain view of everyone. That's a problem. Hmm. So, but then, of course, you have to say not all police. And it's like that's also a red herring. We know that there are the vast majority of police officers, many of whom have been in my family. The vast majority of police officers get into the job because they want to help. The culture of policing is what we are talking about that needs to change. That's number one. And number two, we have to be grown-ups, okay? And I hope I don't PO anybody when I say this, but I have to say it because when you're a comedian, you speak truth to power. And I say this to people all the time. Priests are not pedophiles. Pedophiles become priests for the protection of that uniform, of that position, okay? Police are not racist. Racists become police so that they can be protected by the uniform and the authority that they have, and then also the culture of policing. So that has to be dismantled.
Well, that's an interesting concept, and it's the first time I've heard it.
So. I've never heard a clearer perspective on it.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Nice job, man.
You're good, Joe.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. So you were going to call in originally. We were talking about a winner or a loser of the week. What struck you this week?
Uh-oh, that laugh says it all right there. Yeah. It's one of us. It's one of us.
I got to tell you, the loser of the week. You know, normally I go with winners. Because, you know, it's positive.
You're
it's
a positive
fun,
guy.
You know?
Exactly. You're a nice guy, yeah.
Yeah. The loser of the week, I'm sorry, it's the Bible. And the reason is never in the history of media has the Bible been talked about more without one thing inside of it being mentioned.
Just the book itself. Well, they're waiting for the movie. Yeah. The movie's going to take a while to make.
Never, never has there been so much talk about the Bible without one verse being quoted.
Right. You have to actually read it. You actually have to read it. It's a long read.
That is true.
It really is.
Yeah. We've heard about it all week.
Yeah, they have it at hotels. I never read, though, you know.
I love it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's how I started reading the Bible. I just checked into hotels
exactly.
for that.
Right.
You know, I check in and never leave for the weekend.
That's the library. Yeah.
Did you hear this woman who was being arrested? And I nominated her as winner of the week because as she's being arrested, she broke into song. And that song became viral. And then so someone did a remix. But let me play you now her being arrested.
Okay.
Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. And you're detaining me for nothing. And you about to lose your job.
Right, you so you know the internet, Chuck. They'll take that and then they'll make a remix of it.
Make a remix, I'm sure.
Right. And then here it is.
Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this thing. You about to lose your job.
You know what I love about her is that she's in a very important protest and she's being arrested.
Yeah.
But she's making it fun.
That'd be a
good
jingle.
And this is the kind of person I want to go on vacation with.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I admire somebody who has that type of presence of mind in such a dire situation. You know, that's like getting robbed and why are you robbing me?
Yep. Like you,
exactly right.
Like, can you imagine having the presence of mind like, oh my God, this guy's about to take all my money and my car. I should make this into a song.
Right. Like, why are you robbing me? Why are you robbing me? You're robbing me.
You about to take my watch.
Right. You about to take my car. You about to take my car.
I just love her. I think she's the winner in all seriously. Of the craziness.
Yeah, that's a good winner. I gotta tell you.
And that'd be a great jingle for an employment agency. So
why? How would it go?
You're about to lose. Perfect. You're about to lose your job. Go call the employment agency. Yes.
I mean, there are so many. That, oh man. Oh my God. I forgot. We have FCC regulations.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Oh, we're about to lose our job.
We got to hit a commercial break. I know you're familiar with that vibe. So, Chuck, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Linked up to at Chuck Nice Comic on social media, and all things Chuck Nice. You can find all of his stuff on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. Check him out, Chuck Nice. Thank you, man.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great week.
Right, you too.
Talk
thank
you soon. Okay, winner or loser of the week, Bill in Wallingford.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good morning.
It is Bill in Wallingford. It is Bill in Wallingford. Sorry, I had to do it. Go ahead. You saying?
So I want to nominate my daughter for winner of the week.
Yay!
Oh, daughter. That's a surprise.
Why? Cool.
And what'd you do this time?
She's donated some of her own money to the Black Lives Matter cause, and she made up petition signs, and she's going to the Wallingford protest today.
Nice. You driving
her?
How old is she?
15.
So she didn't ride, obviously.
It's a big deal.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's good.
Very proud of her.
What's her first name?
Meadow.
Meadow. All right.
Meadow.
We're going to put Meadow on the list.
Were you a Sopranos fan by any chance? Just curious.
No, but that's where we got the name from.
Oh.
Is it really?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Wait.
Meadow Soprano.
What just happened? From
Life.
Where?
Meadow Life. Soprano.
The
so you're not a fan of the show, but that's where you got the name from.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah,
I've never thought
about...
We
got my son's name from that 70s show.
Oh, really?
What's Kelso? His name?
Kelso?
My son's name is Kelso.
Yeah!
Nice.
Love
oh my!
It.
Oh my God!
Wait, you didn't like Sopranos? Why would you name her? Why you know?
We like the name.
Okay,
yeah, right.
All right.
Meadow and Kelso.
Right.
How awesome!
All right,
is that?
So your next kid's going to be called Kramer.
What's your dog's name?
Tiger from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Do you have any pets?
I've got Chupiti from Little Rascals.
Nice.
Really? I love it.
What
I love this guy.
Seriously, wow.
Anything else named after television characters?
No, that's it.
No, his car's name is Kit.
All right, that's funny.
Herbie.
All right, we're going to put Meadow on the list for winner of the week. Thank you, brother.
Meadow.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
I like his creativity.
Rob in North Haven.
Rob.
Hello. Hey, Rob.
Rob!
Come in, Rob.
Was he robbed?
I can hear him.
Right.
But he apparently can't hear us.
You're about to be hung up.
Rob in North Haven.
Rob!
Rob in North Haven.
Pick the phone up. You about to lose your job. Pick the phone up.
You think he was on hold and then, like, the boss walked in and he just dropped the phone?
Maybe.
On his desk or workbench or whatever.
It almost sounds like he's driving.
He's calling by his job.
Rob.
Phil, you want to fill in the blanks here?
What happened?
I only got to the point that I left him on hold that he wanted to nominate AJ for Loser of the Week. That's all that I know.
All right, dang it. All right, we got to go now.
Rob,
that's why
back.
I hung in there that long. I wanted to hear why.
Yeah, what a shame. What a shame, poor Rob. Karma obviously got him.
Where do we go now? Let's see.
No, is there more for me? What did you do this time?
Eleanor and Monroe.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to nominate Loser of the Week.
Okay. Who is it?
The house that landed on the witch? I don't know.
No, this house is clean. No, this house is clean. Ladies and Poltergeist, this house is clean.
That's right.
Yep.
That's we go through this every time you call.
Right. Yeah, obviously, every healing week in your
we
house.
We love your voice.
She loves balloons, obviously. What? So what's your, who's your loser?
You. Did you just slip on a banana peel?
I did.
What's that now?
Wait till Phil hears what I'm going to call him.
All right. Okay.
Because I said... Loser of the week, the looters that steal from those innocent store owners and they're smiling as they steal stuff. And he goes, is that the loser of the week? Idiot Phil. Shut up, Phil. That's for AJ.
Oh, wow. Now say I'm going to throw you off the roof.
Ah, that was great.
Yeah, I forgot that. I'm going to throw you off the roof.
There you go. See?
And I also don't like the people that made that quarterback apologize like two times. He said a very good thing. The flag. My father and two of my uncles fought in World War II. I agree. Respect the flag.
Always
I don't like that.
Yep.
And
or if you disagree with it, just respect that it's someone else's opinion.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's all it is.
Respect
just someone else's opinion.
Respect everybody's opinion, yes.
Yeah.
But don't make him apologize twice. His opinion was his opinion. I agree with you. And lastly, I think we all need a little more understanding and love. Don't call for less cops because what do you expect is going to happen now? You're going to go against another group of people because we're going to get even more lawless. They are calling for less cops in New York and less cops in the, I think, Minnesota.
Boy, this is a long call.
Right.
I know, but I have a lot to say.
And a lot of coffee, apparently, yes.
But I don't agree with it. We need all more. We need just more love and understanding. That's it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
What the world needs now.
Love.
Did everybody December start songs. Doing two different? What? Which one were you doing, Ashley?
The Wicked Witch is Dead.
Oh, thank you, Eleanor. All right, Boss Keith is here. Yeah. Let's get his mic on.
Yes. Yeah. Ta-da.
Hello. Doesn't really need it, though.
It's helpful that way. Yes.
Blah, blah. So funny. I'm so loud.
What's been going on?
It was my birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Thank you for the
call. Happy birthday to you. Did you
in my mid-40s.
Yeah, you had a steak?
I did. You know how I love outdoor dining, if you remember my call from last week.
Yes.
Right. I went to Fleming's in West Hartford, which has outdoor dining with the children, and it was excellent. It was it was excellent.
Really?
And those stupid kids, though, they order.
Your
it's
kids.
Expensive, right? Fleming's is they're ordering things that they just don't eat. Like, so why'd you get a $12 Caesar salad? You're not going to eat it. We know. It's stupid.
Right.
So then the goddamn bill comes, and I was like, you didn't eat half this. Anyway.
Yeah. So you took it home, did you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, no, because Caesar salads don't hold. Oh, right. Can't bring them home. It tastes gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like I burned $24.
There you go, see?
Just lit it on fire.
But I had a nice time.
At first you were happy that you had salad?
I can tell.
I had a really nice time. You know
he
what?
Stopped the cake candles.
How many Saturdays do you have left in your life?
Oh, I gotta do the math because this like stupid pandemic has ruined a million of them. So like 1,000 probably. The average man lives till 76. So I have 33 years left.
And then how many Saturdays would that be?
Well, we got to do it. It's 33 times 52.
Okay.
Phil, do it.
Chop, chop. He's spoken.
I thought if we dropped a box of toothpicks on the ground, you
would. Yeah, really. Like Rain Man.
No, it's
definitely
not too much up there.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Math. Right. Math is
760.
How many?
1,760.
Right.
I had it. Wow. Okay. Is your name Phil?
So not that's not a lot. I mean, it's not a lot. I'm like, what am I doing tomorrow? Nothing. Open it up. Like, right. I want to go do stuff, but I can't because, like, Ashley's afraid of the thing.
Right. What am I afraid of?
Dude, you got to wear our masks, Ashley.
Yeah. Right. That thing. Yeah.
Did you see the gecko I posted on your Facebook?
Yes.
What the hell is that about?
Yeah, you got a like. I gave you a little like.
I know, I saw that. I was happy.
I appreciate it.
I missed them, didn't I?
Yep. Right, thanks, AJ.
No problem. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
So I get nostalgic and weird around my birthday, always.
We know.
So I figured yesterday I would look up articles about things I should know by now or things I should be doing. That's like a thing I like to do. So.
I've been going through that all week as I listen to the senior spotlight.
Yes.
You've been like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, apparently, we've accomplished nothing.
All this stuff.
Yeah, I accomplished nothing, apparently.
So I found this article that was the 40 things you should believe and be doing by the time you're 40. And some of it's right. Take a lot of pictures. Wait until you're 30 to have kids. Do what you love. Great. But there are five things on the list that I totally disagree with, and that's what we're going to focus
there
on
go,
today.
Go negative
we'll
here.
Let
okay,
Joey
go.
Be positive. Right. I will be the mad negative
Here comes
one.
Kid negative. Yes. Right.
So that's what I do here. So number five, teach your kids how to read an analog clock and love paper books was on this list. Why? Should I also teach them how to ride a horse into town or play Atari?
Crank
like, it's
a car.
Stupid. Time moves on.
Yeah.
We don't need to teach old things anymore. Those kind of clocks, they're for decoration. We're never going to use them. They have their phone. It's stupid. We don't need to learn anything old anymore. Paper books cost more money than the Kindle books. Absolutely dumb. That's a hard no on my part.
Okay, so you're just thinking
so if
saving
your
money here.
Goes down right. And there's a big crisis.
Right.
You're not going to need to know what time it is.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to
well,
like,
you might.
I wonder what time it is.
You might.
Look up at the sky and see where the sun is.
Yeah, but they don't know how to do that either.
Arm. I don't know. Right.
So they still teach the stupid clock nonsense in school. My youngest daughter's learning it in school. And I have said to her, like, this is dumb. You'll never need this.
Yeah.
And she's wait like, but Dad, there's like a test.
Way to
like,
encourage.
Yeah, right?
She got F's again.
Number four, and I thought this was an interesting one, pause more often than you think you should.
Pause?
Like in life, like take a pause. Wrong. Never pause. Keep doing and doing and doing until your head falls off. That is my life policy. I hate pause. I hate pausing.
Can you put that on your Facebook bio?
That sounds like you're living that.
I want all action all the time.
All action when all the time.
That's why this has been terrible. It's just the most pause. What's been good about this?
Not like, one hold. Thing.
So I forgot whose birthday it was. We went to we could only stay in a bar for 20 minutes.
Yes.
And he's like, "All right, everybody, we gotta go."
Yeah.
Right. No pause.
That's it.
Yeah. He invented the bar.
I hate no pause.
Right.
Number three, which was a random one, standing desks. You know those desks where you have to stand up.
Yeah.
Lend themselves to inspiring more productivity. Wrong. Standing desks are stupid and are for people who are A, trying to look cool, trying to seem physically fit, or trying to look busy. I like a regular desk and a regular chair like Grandpa Dakin sat in, and he helped win World War II.
There you go,
regular
see?
Desk.
Right.
We don't need to stand.
Good man.
Right.
We don't ever need to stand.
Right.
It's fine.
Dakin.
Be comfortable and tight. Very good man.
I'm not standing
lived
at all.
Lived to 87.
Wow.
Grandpa Dakin's on the right side of the evolution chart.
Yes.
Of man.
Right.
Man.
Oh, he was
a
man.
Man chart.
Oh, my God.
And Keith is on the left side.
Made his own bullets.
He had dysentery, like, and lived.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh,
exactly,
geez.
Right.
That guy was the best.
You get a bad chicken wing, you freak out.
Right. I'm mad when I have to wait in the line.
Right.
Okay, number two. You'll feel much better if you drink more water. False.
No.
No, it's fake. I like a noon soda. Like at noon,
a noon
I like
soda.
To have a soda.
To wash down your french fries.
Right.
Exactly.
I know,
I hate to tell you, Keith, you have less Saturdays left than you thought.
And his little cocktailies.
Soda's gross, but it's delicious. If the world didn't look down on me, I would have 50 sodas a day. All I would do is drink soda. I love soda.
You're on your calorie count thing now.
Yeah, we'd see a lot more of you, actually.
Soda, Coke Zero, it has that aspartame in it, though, which I guess gives you brain damage or whatever. I can't prove that. I'm not a doctor.
Right. So, you have it already or what?
There's no evidence of that whatsoever. No, feels great.
The number one thing on this list that I completely disagree with, just because you're louder doesn't mean you're right. That is not true.
I've tried.
We know. I tried. If you're loud, you're right.
I can't even hear myself.
I've been trying.
And that is my top five. For
there you go, see?
All right, thank you. Have a great birthday weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be at home doing nothing.
Right. We all will.
You got no money left for the Caesar sale.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, calling in for Loser of the Week.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying the state police for the fact that nobody is putting anything out there with these protesters who are projecting to be on the highway after the protest.
They're ground troops. They take orders.
Exactly.
Orders come from the top.
They say, guard, you guard.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, fair enough.
What the hell was that?
They've been keeping everybody...
Wait, what was that noise?
What was what noise?
Is that you, AJ?
I'm in my garage. I got chickens around. My kids are playing. I'm doing all sorts of different things at one time here. I want to see a retired in your contacts.
Would you like to call? Who are you calling?
I said guard and Siri went off.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you. Could you please?
Well, now you said her name. That one's on you.
Siri, Phil's an idiot.
That's not nice.
Thank you, Siri. Thank you.
Why does it do that?
AJ's having a battle of wits with his phone.
And I'm
He's
losing.
Getting his ass handed to him.
It's a blowout.
It's a blowout.
I'm going home. I don't want to play anymore. You guys be mean to me.
Ask Siri how to
Nobody
get there.
Nobody did anything.
What?
Ask Siri how to get home.
Siri, go to hell.
You have to activate her.
Not even talking to you now.
No.
Now
wait, one more time.
Now you're getting the silent treatment.
Hey, Siri?
Uh-huh.
Go to hell.
No, she went.
Wow. No, she wrote, I don't know how to respond to that. Why does it do that? Out of nowhere, it'll start talking.
Maybe don't touch your phone. I don't know.
I'm not touching
Ask
it.
Ask her if she likes you.
Hey, Siri?
Sorry. Could you say that again?
Hey, Siri!
She doesn't understand you.
There's 20 voices here.
It's the flubble.
Hey, Siri?
Yours is the only voice in your studio.
AJ grabs it like it's a radio microphone on a police car.
All right, one more
he
time.
He pulls it right to his face.
Okay.
You can't?
Jesus.
Look at that look. He's looking at you.
Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like me?
I'm your assistant.
Yes.
That's a no.
You didn't hear the rest of it. And your friend, too, she said.
I didn't hear that.
Yes, she did. Because
I don't think so.
No.
Hyena. What? Why do it again?
No.
Okay.
Ask her something else.
Ask her if she likes mac and cheese with little hot dogs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like mac and cheese little hot dogs?
Once you go back, you won't go back.
Cool. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that is your phone.
Thank you. I don't know why it does that.
Ask her if she likes your feet.
I was going to say, show up for your feet.
All right, relax. Yes. Calm down, hyena. Okay. That's my new DNA.
Neem neem?
Shut up, Phil.
Can you say that? Can you say Siri and when she says, I'll go, neem neem?
Want me to try it?
Yeah.
Hey, Siri? Meenie me.
Sorry, I don't see Mimi in your contacts.
Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like my feet?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Oh,
wow.
My God.
All right, this ran course. Right.
Oh, yes. God, that was hilarious.
That was fascinating.
Can we do that every Friday?
It went off again.
I know. I have no idea. I mean, stupid phone. iPhone 11.
I have an iPhone 11. It's right here next to me. It's never gone off.
Yours doesn't want to talk to you. That's why.
We should say something like, hey, Siri, and then... play this.
You know, that was actually written by somebody else and recorded by some guy named Arrow. Oh, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,